With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Three deer from southeast Montana have tested positive for chronic wasting disease in the first of two tests used to confirm positive results. The Billings Gazette reports the animals include a mule deer shot 60 miles north of Miles City, a whitetail harvested 2 miles north of Hysham, and another whitetail taken near Decker. All hunters will be notified by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and will be issued replacement licenses if they turn in all animal parts. Unmanaged CWD could lead to population decline in infected herds. Sampling is part of FWP's efforts to determine the presence and distribution of the disease. The Montana Board of Regents has approved a $150,000 pay raise to retain the president of Montana State University, who received an offer of a higher-paying job at another university. Supporters say Wadad Cruzado's vision and fundraising ability make her worth the $476,000 annual salary, while opponents noted her raise is nearly three times the median household income in the state. Someone killed and wasted a bull elk in rural Fergus County between Lewistown and Grass Range. The elk was shot the night of November 8th near Sureenough and Flat Willow Roads on private property in the Little Snowy Mountains. The bull elk's head was cut off with the rest of the carcass left to waste. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asking anyone with information on the incident to call 1-800-TIP-MONT. Callers are kept confidential and a reward of up to $1,000 is possible. The landowners are willing to match the tip line's reward, making for a possible total of $2,000. Two top officials in the Trump administration offered support for one of the state's final remaining tribal water agreements last week. Nick Mott reports.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Water Compact narrowly passed the state legislature in 2015 after more than a decade of negotiation. It settles water rights in and around the Flathead Reservation. Now it needs to pass in the U.S. Congress. In a November 18th memo to Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt said, quote, "The Department of the Interior has evaluated the core concerns and criticisms that have been raised with respect to the compact and found that these concerns were addressed in the negotiations," unquote. That memo was a response to an October letter from Daines, outlining arguments from a citizen group that proposed an alternative water compact last fall without input from the tribes, state, or federal government. Dubbed the People's Compact, that document limits tribal water rights and strips the tribes of all off-reservation claims. Last Friday, Attorney General William Barr said he too trusts the lengthy negotiations that went into forming the CSKT Water Compact.
I think this was the right kind of process to use, and I think it was a thorough process. I think it's a good outcome to that process.
Absent the compact, the tribe's claims could wind up in court, and both officials said an endless legal battle could lead to negative outcomes for all parties involved. Julia Doyle, spokesperson for Daines, says the comments from both Barr and Bernhardt reaffirm the need for a settlement.
The senator will continue engaging with stakeholders to reach an agreement that avoids litigation and protects the rights of all Montanans.
Republican state senator and gubernatorial candidate Al Olszewski, a longtime critic of the CSKT Water Compact, says he disagrees with Bernhardt and Barr. Among other claims, he says the compact grants the tribes too much water in too many places.
I respect them as a sovereign entity, that they should have self-determination. And their self-determination is for their people and for their reserved land, not off reservation. And I just ask for the same respect back for the people of Western Montana. That's all.
I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Yellowstone National Park says it's making progress reducing the number of non-native lake trout. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Park and contract crews caught and killed over 280,000 lake trout from Yellowstone Lake between May and October, according to a press release Friday. The total tally is less than last year and the year before that, which is a good thing. Catching fewer lake trout means the non-native fish population is shrinking, and the last genetically pure Yellowstone cutthroat trout population has a better chance of recovering. Yellowstone cutthroats are the linchpin in a complex food web that includes animals as small as zooplankton and as large as grizzly bears. When lake trout showed up in Lake Yellowstone in the 1990s and started feasting on cutthroats, the native fish population plummeted and the whole food web was disrupted. Through rigorous gill netting and millions of dollars, park staff and contractors have managed to catch and kill over 3 million adult lake trout since 2012, reducing the population by 70%. Yellowstone fisheries biologist Todd Cool said in earlier reporting that there are still probably about 500,000 adult lake trout in Yellowstone Lake, but the cutthroat population is on the upswing. A panel of expert fishery scientists in May estimated that at least 5 more years of aggressive gill netting and other suppression tactics are needed to get the lake trout population below 100,000. They emphasized that lake trout cannot be completely eradicated and will continue to require annual removal and monitoring in the future. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Today, the elected body that regulates utilities in Montana temporarily rejected a controversial fee as part of a rate increase from the state's largest utility. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Northwestern Energy's rate case includes a $6.5 million rate increase, which the Public Service Commission approved late last month. Monday afternoon, the PSC considered the next part of the rate case, which included what's called a demand charge. A demand charge is an extra fee based on a building's peak energy usage. It affects future Northwestern customers who generate more energy than they use and who use net metering. Excess energy generation is also the concept behind net metering, but one that advocates say could save money for those who invest in solar energy units. Net metering takes extra energy from rooftop solar and feeds it back into the electric grid. That energy then returns to the homeowner later in the form of credits. Environmental advocates say a demand charge hurts net metering and therefore the use of clean energy. Northwestern Energy has said in the past that the demand charge better reflects the cost of service. At Monday's meeting, Commissioner Tony O'Donnell proposed a motion to push the vote on net metering to a future date when and if the utility can provide them more information. The motion carried unanimously. Also at the meeting, the PSC considered Northwestern Energy's request to charge ratepayers almost $24 million extra to cover costs the company incurred when it bought electricity on the open market in 2018, while Colstrip Unit 4 was shut down due to air pollution violations. The PSC voted to follow staff recommendations and investigate the case separately and to initiate that investigation at a later date. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A 5-year-old boy has died of injuries suffered during a 3-vehicle crash in Billings Saturday. Police say the crash happened just before 5 p.m. when an SUV rear-ended a car carrying a woman and 3 children. The car then collided head-on with another SUV. The 29-year-old woman, 2 5-year-old boys, and a 6-year-old girl were all taken to the hospital. One of the boys died yesterday in Salt Lake City. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.